Hello there, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Welcome to day three of our daily Lenten devotional. It's Friday, the 24th of February, and we are just on the front edge of our 40-day path through this time together, which of course brings us to devotional number three from John Pavlovitz's Lenten devotional called Rise. And today's devotion is called The Wall of Resentment. And it's a little bit of a tough one, but because of that, it's really good and important for a lot of us. The scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Here's the word of the Lord. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. May God bless this hearing of the word. John Pavlovitz's devotion based on that scripture, The Wall of Resentment. He says, I was preparing to speak at a Boise church and started having a conversation with the couple in the front row about the relational fractures of the recent days and the toll it was taking on them. One of the women commented on how upside down things seemed and how frustrated she was with people she knows and loves. And she said, with sarcasm, John, I'm 59 years old, and I've been suicidal many times, but until recently, I've never been homicidal. She laughed explosively afterward, realizing the darkness of the statement, especially given the setting. But I knew what she meant. We've all been surprised by our vengeful hearts. And we know the wall anger makes between ourselves and others. Grief and even anger are natural byproducts of being a person of empathy. Witnessing the cruelty in the world is not easy. But they can become a toxic cocktail and lead to something really unhealthy and unhelpful. Resentment. This is that step beyond the natural mourning or reasonable outrage and into something worrisome, something punitive. Our resentment often comes from a desire to make someone pay for their vote, their politics, their theology, their hateful words, their corrosive beliefs. We want people to be held accountable, whatever that looks like to us. And along with that, we often would like for them to feel remorse or sorrow. And we want people to confess, to show contrition, to express regret, or at least to admit they've done something wrong. But the problem is, these are often things they aren't able or willing to give us, at least right now. This unwillingness or inability is our invitation to decide what we will do in response. The issue with resentment isn't whether or not we agree with someone. That's almost irrelevant. The questions for people of faith, morality, and conscience are, how do I express disagreement? And what happens in my heart toward those I disagree with. Today, consider the things you hold over or hold against someone, and how these might be holding you back from experiencing the fullness of the present. Amen. Pretty good, huh? I think so. Well, thanks for being here today and listening with me. Reminder that this Sunday is our first Lenten Light Lunch, or Light Lenten Lunch, LLL, right after our worship service, and we'll have some sandwiches and chips and watch episode one of The Chosen. I hope you can join us. Should last about an hour. But until then, may your Friday be a blessed one, and may your Saturday be holy. And as the Sabbath comes, may the presence of God roll over you like waves upon an ocean and wash you to the shore. Amen.